Alberta, crop conditions in regions in South and Central Alberta remained poor at the beginning of August. The August 8 Alberta crop report shows overall crop conditions below the five-year average, with the South and Central regions rated poorest. The good to excellent rating on crop conditions for Alberta for all crops is 42.8%, compared to the five-year rating of 58%. The crop conditions for all crops in the South region, which includes Strathmore, Lethbridge, Medicine Hat, and Foremost, are rated the lowest at 28.2% of all crops rated good to excellent. The Central region, which includes Rimbey, Airdrie, Coronation, and Oyen, was rated second lowest with 35.3% of crops rated in the good to excellent category. The Northeast region, which includes Smoky Lake, Vermilion, Camrose, and Provost, had the highest rated crop conditions, with 58.6% of all crops rated in the good to excellent category. The Peace region, which includes Fairview, Falher, Grande Prairie, and Valley View, had 54.4% of all crops rated in the good to excellent category, while the Northwest region, including Barrhead, Edmonton, Leduc, Drayton Valley, and Athabasca, had 49.2% of all crops rated good to excellent. Dryland yield estimates are below the five-year yield index. Provincially, the estimated dryland five-year yield index of major crops is 84.7, indicating that provincial yields are estimated at 15.3% below the five-year averages, the report says. Data from the report showed the Northwest region had the highest yield estimates at 7.1% about the five-year averages, the Northeast region had 6.7% below the five-year average estimates, and the Peace region had 9.6% below five-year estimates. The five-year yield index estimates are reported the lowest in the South and Central, where they are 33.3% and 26.6% below the five-year average, respectively, the report reads. Winter wheat, oats, and mixed grains had the strongest five-year yield estimates, while fall rye, spring triticale, and chickpeas were noted as the poorest. Overall, provincial surface soil conditions have declined 5% since the last report, with the average ratings hovering around 29% in the good, fair, and poor categories. The South region had the driest soil conditions, with 64.5% of the surface soil moisture rated as poor, 28.3% rated as fair, and 7.2% rated good. The Central region also had poor surface soil moisture rating, with 25.8% rated poor, 44.5% rated fair, 26.8% rated good, and 2.9% rated excellent. The Northeast region was reported with 6.6% of subsurface soil moisture ratings being poor, 29.9% rated fair, 52.9% rated good, and 10.1% rated excellent. Subsurface soil moisture ratings in the Northwest were rated more favorable, however, 10.3% of the area was rated as having excessive moisture. None of the Northwest region had poor rated surface moisture conditions, 13.7% was rated as fair, 50.1% of the area was rated as good, and 26% of the subsurface soil conditions in the area were rated as excellent. Data from the report showed subsurface soil conditions in the Peace region were rated 6.4% poor, 19.5% fair, 37.1% good, and 36.1% excellent. Pasture and tame high growing conditions continue to decrease, the report said. Both fell another 2%, rated good to excellent, since the last report. Provincially, pasture growth conditions are rated 36% poor, 35% fair, 28% good, and 1% excellent. Tame hay is rated 28% poor, 37% fair, 33% good, and 3% excellent, said the report. Dryland hay yield in the province is also down from the five-year average. The highest yield estimates were from the Peace, 1.1 tons per acre, and the lowest was in the South, 0.8 tons per acre, the report said. The full report can be found at https://open.alberta.ca/data-set/92dc0d33-ec-b8d-a34a145-resource-df340b00-0131-4d88-91d5-3394dbf26b3f/download/aggie-iterb-alberta-crop-report-2023-08-08.pdf